There's a big show happening at Hartford Community College Chesapeake Theater. It's Harriet's Happiest Halloween. We happen to have some people from the show here this morning. Caitlin O'Connor is in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Camille, did I say it right?
Yeah.
Camille Wilson. Look, I can read my handwriting and I can speak. How about that? I should play the lottery now.
Yeah.
So, Caitlin plays Harriet.
Yes.
And you're also the voiceover for Dolly in the production as well.
Yes, I am.
So, you do voiceovers. You're here to take my job, aren't you?
Not quite.
You're working on it.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
In the future.
I won't tell the boss. And then, Kania, you play Dolly in the production, right?
Yeah.
So, how does it work if Caitlin is the voice?
Okay, so what they do is they record voices, like, with the script of the show, and she was casted as Dolly, so she has my voice in the recording, but I am her acting and dancing in the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So it's like if she would do my radio show and I'm just here pressing the buttons, my mouth is moving, but she's actually saying things.
Yes.
So the show would actually sound better, be more intelligent. if she was doing my show.
No comment.
All right, so tell us about what is Harriet's Happiest Halloween all about?
So Harriet is just a little girl who's trying to find her Halloween costume, and this year we go all throughout the school looking and talking to teachers and other friends she finds along the way, and finally she finds her costume.
I can relate to finding the costume. I cannot find the costume. I dress as myself. I know Justin Mallow, who normally does a morning show. He dresses as a big CVS receipt. And that's really easy. You can just wrap yourself in paper and walk out the door and you're done.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So how does Harriet find the costume?
First she meets Dolly, who's her doll who comes to life. And she's a life-size doll, same size as her and everything. And then she meets a science project who comes to life as well. And I won't give away who it is or what it is because that would ruin the show. But you'll just have to come see the show to find out.
There you go. And the show's happening at the Chesapeake Theater at Hartford Community College. It is playing the 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. And the 17th and 18th, the show time is at 7 p.m. The 19th and 20th is at 1 and 4 p.m. And you can grab your tickets also by going to the box office at Hartford Community College.
Yes.
So you want to give me a line from the show? Since you're Miss Voiceover Extraordinaire, I'm going to take my job.
I'll give you a Dolly line.
Okay, how about that?
Yeah. My Dolly voice for you.
Okay.
So this is when Dolly meets the school nurse, and there's this whole big dance, and the nurse is having a lot of fun with her, and Dolly wants to be a nurse, too. So Dolly says, I want to be a nurse. I want to be a nurse.
That is great. Okay, give me one more. I'm hooked now.
All right. Dolly just read a book about Kung Fu, and she wants to be a ninja now. So she goes, hi!
So you don't have to do that. You just have to act it out, right?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So tell me how, tell me how you got into the whole theater scene.
When I first came to Hartford Dance Theater, I started off at Nutcracker. But Nutcracker and Harriet's have like kind of the same rehearsal schedule. One rehearses on Sunday and the other one rehearses on Saturday. And all of my friends were rehearsing on Saturdays and Sundays. And I was like, I want to do that too. So then the next year, I auditioned for Harriet's. And ever since then, I've kind of just been doing it for a really long time now.
And you have to juggle schoolwork and rehearsals and then doing the production itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part about actually getting up on stage and doing the production?
I think it's really fun to like build the relationships with the cast and then put them on stage and then project them to people.
Yeah.
And like then you get to see how those people interact with how you guys interact.
That is awesome. And you're Dolly up on stage, so tell me a little bit about how it is to play Dolly without talking, because you know you have somebody else next to you that does all the work for you.
Well, Dolly is a doll, so like I can't forget that. So I had to still act kind of doll-like, but she also has a more human sense to her now that she's alive, and like the relationship that she has with Harriet is even more involved in the show because she's alive. So it's very important that like I'm still acting like a doll, but I have to be a person in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And like what made Caitlin, what made you get into the whole voiceover realm of wanting to do this? Did you just audition for it and say, hey, I'm gonna try that?
Actually, yes. I just we have auditions for it after every single show. So I actually started my first one with the spring show at Hartford. we had Peter Pan, and I was the voice of Peter Pan that year. And then I just kind of just kept auditioning each year, and this is my third year doing Dolly's voice.
Wow. That is awesome. So it's Harriet's Happiest Halloween. See, I can't speak. You're stepping right up in here. Happening the 17th and 18th, 19th and 20th. The show dates for the 17th and 18th, that's at 7 p.m. and 19th and 20th. That's at 1 and 4 p.m. at the Chesapeake Theater at Hartford Community College. You can go check it out on Facebook. We'll have the link for you on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WHGMFM. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.